Christ Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, Monday Manna Bible Study, and we are here and we are waiting for you to come on in on this Monday, the very first day of July.
That's right. June is gone, and so we're preparing now to celebrate what God yet has in store for this new month, this new day, and this time that he's allowed us to participate in. So we yet give him praise, we give him honor, and we give him glory. And we thank him even tonight for his Spirit's abiding presence and for including us in his plan for this day. For truly this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. And we're certainly grateful that you are a part of this study. Once you log on, let us know that you're getting a clear signal as we prepare for this time together. We're going to be in the 27th chapter of Leviticus, which is the last chapter in Leviticus. And we're closing out tonight Leviticus. And then we will start a new study next week. Is that right, Lady Kim?
Going into Deuteronomy.
I believe that's right. And so this is going to be an exciting time because we really want to try to capture some things that oftentimes we just kind of scan through and not really read in detail or get a clear understanding about. But we praise God for each of you. We've got a lot before us tonight. I believe there are about, 27 verses there as we prepare for this time together tonight. And so we hope that you are ready to be a part of this discussion and share with us. How many verses? About 30 verses tonight. And so we're going to go ahead and get started as we prepare and just have a word of prayer. Let us know you're getting a clear signal and that the sound is coming in. Maybe you might have to delete some of your apps that you take some of those out, Lady Kim, and maybe you might be able to get a better picture and signal there. All right. Well, let's have prayer as we prepare for tonight. God, we're extremely grateful for this day, and we do thank you for our lives. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We thank you for continuing to bless us even in spite of ourselves. And we're humbled by the fact that you have included us even in this plan for this new day that you have allowed us to participate in. We thank you for the gifts that each of us bring to the body of Christ and for an opportunity to extend the kingdom by our witness and by our testimony. And we're certainly grateful for all that you've done for us, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. You've already said in your word that it would not return unto you void, and that eyes haven't seen nor ears heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men the things that you have in store for those who love you. So we love you tonight, and we honor you, and we bless your name. Now, God, even as we engage in this time together, we ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. So we love you and we honor you and we thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and praise God. Amen. All right, look like we're getting some freezing there, but let us know you're getting a clear signal. Do you have your phone with you, Lady Kim?
I do.
And maybe just try to pull it up on your phone and let's see what we have going on. Several people have already logged on, but let us know that you're getting a clear signal here tonight as we prepare for this time together. 27th chapter of Leviticus, that's the last chapter in Leviticus, and we're going to try to wrap that up and close it out tonight. But we want to talk a little bit about what happened and what took place this weekend. We had a full weekend, and we had a lot going on with our worship service and our Sunday school, and then, of course, with opportunities that we had to go out and share and be a part of the fourth anniversary celebration of Pastor Marquise McPherson. And so we want to just talk a little bit about that. Lady Kim is trying to get situated here. She's going to my page and your page and everybody else's page, but we're going to get there tonight. All right. So, Lady Kim, how you coming there?
It still looks like it's having difficulty.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we're moving in slow motion, look like. What is it saying on your phone there?
Same thing.
Okay, somebody said they're getting the clear
signal on the app.
Okay, so usually when you have a loaded, I guess when the, what do they call it, the signal out there that promotes and sends everything back in when it's kind of crowded or around a holiday or whatever, it usually gets kind of barbed down or, you know, loaded. I don't know what they called it, but we're going to continue to go forth. And those of you who can still hear us as we go through this time together, we want to make sure that you can just go to the app and then pick it up on the streaming side. You're probably going to have to take that out because it's going to pop back up right there. All right. Well, you think you're about ready, Lady Kim, to kind of lead us through this process?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that was a yes in the affirmative?
Absolutely. I'm trying to go to my notes from yesterday.
Okay.
And yesterday, you know, we always start with a recap of our Sunday service. And yesterday, Pastor did a part three of his sermon, In Plain View, from Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 24. And we all know this particular story in the Bible. If you've attended Sunday school or Bible study any length of time, you will be familiar with the story of the prodigal son. And so there was two previous sermons surrounding this particular story. And so, and for those who may be tuning in who don't know the story, it's about a man who had two sons, and the younger son asked his dad for his inheritance. And we know an inheritance is usually not distributed or disbursed until the parent passes away. But this young man was bold and brazen, and he went to his father and said, "Dad, you know, give me the portion of my inheritance that belongs to me." And the father didn't argue with him. He did not call a family meeting. He just gave the young man what he requested. And the Bible tells us that this young man went off far away from home. I guess he was sick of living under his dad's roof and wanted to go out into the world for himself. But the Bible lets us know that he wasted his inheritance on prodigal or wild or loose, as you called it, loose living. And so the Bible says prodigal, living. And he lost everything that he had. And you know, when I was thinking about this, Dr. Murray, I was thinking about, I saw on 60 Minutes last night about sports betting, gambling on, you know, they have all these online betting apps now where you can just sit at home and bet on different things. And it was saying the alarming rise of sports betting and that some people have lost their inheritance betting and gambling it away. Some people have lost student loan money, you know, gambling it away. Some people have even become homeless because that's riotous, wild living when you spend all that you have. But this young man spent all that he had, and he was embarrassed by that. I know he was embarrassed by it because the Bible said that he looked for a job, and the only job he could find was feeding the pigs. And when he was feeding those pigs, he said even the pig slop looked good to him. Okay. And he said, the Bible says something important. It said he came to himself. And when he came to himself, he said, "You know, my father has servants at home, and they have more than enough to eat. And here I am in the hog pen, perishing with hunger, looking at hog slop as if it were a gourmet steak." And he said, I'm going to go back home and ask, first of all, ask God for forgiveness. And then ask my father for forgiveness. He said, I'm going to say, Father, I have sinned against now, heaven and before you. And he said he was going to say, I'm no longer to be worthy to be called your son. And he asked his dad, he said, I'm going to ask my dad just to make me a hired servant because I know he's not going to allow me to come back home as his son because I've done such an awful thing. But the Bible says that when he journeyed back home, that the father saw him from far away. And when the father saw him, he was overjoyed to see that his son had come home. And he called his servants and told him that to go and kill the fatted calf so that they could have a meal together and get a ring and put on his hand and sandals on his feet and a robe to put on his back. And he said, because his son was lost and now he's found. And he wanted to make sure everybody knew how happy he was that his son was home. And so you had quite an interesting sermon where this part three really focused on how his father dressed him. Part one talked about how his father saw him in the distance. Part two talked about how his father had compassion on him. And part three talked about how his father dressed him. But before that time, you know, you said that we shouldn't be in such a hurry to get what we want until we miss what we need. And that was a powerful statement because we know God's promises are sure. And everything we need to be whole, W-H-O-L-E, as a person is in plain view. Everything we need to be whole is in Christ Jesus. So then you talked about, you know, some of us are still a great way off from the Father. But the good thing about that is the Father sees us. He sees us and he has compassion on us. And God sees us. He sees us in our pain. He sees us in our misery. He sees us in our sins and he has compassion on us. And God is always there, just like the prodigal's father was there. God is always there. And when the father saw him, he had compassion on his son, and God has compassion on us. All he's waiting for us to do is to come back home. Praise the Lord. And so when the father saw him, he called for that robe, and that robe, like you said yesterday, signified a covering, you know, that God covers us. And then when we repent and recognize and acknowledge our mistakes, it wipes away the things that holds us back. We all have a messed up past, but God can release us from the mistakes of our past if we just trust and believe in him. So until we repent of our sins and ask for forgiveness, then we will be released, and it opens blessings from the Lord for us. And so God covers us just as the Father covered his son in that robe. God covers us as well.
Wow. That was an in-depth study there, Lady Kim, of the sermon on yesterday. And your notes were working pretty good for you yesterday. I tell you, it's amazing how when we hear a particular passage over and over again, each time if we're prayerful, God will begin to speak to us a fresh word. And many times we can get so caught up in thinking that since we've heard it before, that there's nothing new that's going to come out of that word. But, you know, one of the keys for me in that sermon was that when we confess our sins, the Bible says that God is faithful and just, and he will forgive us of our sins mm-hmm. and cleanse us. And the part about the son coming to himself, led him to a place of repentance.
Absolutely.
And I think when we as believers get it in our minds and in our spirits that we have been at fault and we're not victims, we have been responsible for much of the things that have caused us harm and sometimes even detriment in terms of us trying to get to a place in God. We many times don't want to recognize that we have been to blame and that it had been our fault, and we won't even ask for forgiveness, nor will we seek God to forgive us.
Amen.
And so that really, I think, opened up the channel for this young man to really be received and by his father. And his father did an amazing thing, as you've already indicated. He honored him, he blessed him in front of everybody else. He didn't take him around to the back, nor did he tell him to come in the house and let me talk to you. But when he saw him coming from afar off, he recognized him and blessed him in plain view so everybody could see that he was not going to be ashamed, nor was he going to try to hold that over his son because of the mistake that he had made. But he wanted to make sure that others would not only observe that, but participate in the blessing by rejoicing with him, because they all had a party together. Mm-hmm. And the father was so excited about his son. He says, "This is my son. He once was dead and he's now alive. He was lost, but now he's found. Let us eat, drink, and be merry." And so they probably had a real throwdown.
Yes, they did.
They probably had a barbecue and they did
the
thing.
Killed the fatted
calf. That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Had a barbecue.
So it didn't just happen in a quick second. So they had some time together waiting on that pig to get done. What was it?
A cow,
right?
Uh-huh.
Waiting on that cow to get right. And so, you know, they were out there partying for a while as they were trying to celebrate and participate and not just spectate in the son coming back home and honoring his dad by apologizing for the things that he had done wrong. And then the dad being willing to accept him by covering him. And that's what God does for us. God covers us. He doesn't allow the mistakes of our past to hinder what he's trying to get done in the present. Yeah. And I think many times people get so caught up in the fact that others will hold their past against them. But God makes it visibly clear here in this particular parable that no, he erases all of that and gives us another opportunity. And so this was an amazing story for me. We didn't start out wanting this to be a series, but it was a mini series in a real sense. And the Lord added to the church daily.
Amen.
Such as should be
yes,
saved. And
God,
so I could see it in the eyes of those who came forward. And as we reached out and just assisted in others, you know, coming to rededicate, it's obvious that you don't know what the message is saying to some people, but many times I think those who are familiar with the word will dismiss the fact that somebody else needs that word, and it's a right now word for some, it's a rhema word for somebody else, even though it might not hit us at our place of need during that particular time.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, it was, like you said, a phenomenal word, a right now word, an on-time word, just like he's an on-time God.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
He is.
Yes, he is.
And so, you know, I'd be interested in seeing, you know, researching the feelings of the older brother.
Yeah.
You know, how did the older brother feel about his younger brother and what transpired there? The older brother was there,
right,
and stayed there and worked with the father. And you know, here the younger brother spent all he had,
right?
But one of the things you brought out in the first sermon is that the father gave to them,
mm-hmm.
so it meant he gave to both of them their inheritance,
right?
So the younger son was the one who went away. And spent his. We don't know what the older son did with his. But I wonder when the father passes on, if they'll get anything else.
Right.
That's just, you know, something I thought about. Mm-hmm.
And we're getting a lot of people texting and saying that, and they're working on it, but a lot of people who are trying to watch are not getting a signal. I don't think the signal is on right now. The link is not coming through. I'm hearing from people on both sides, and we have Brian as well as Michael Upshaw working to try to resolve the issue. So we might just be talking to ourselves tonight, but
that's okay.
That's all good. But, you know, like you were saying about the older son, it probably would do good to just investigate and try to see exactly what that was all about.
Mm-hmm.
As you dig behind the scene and as you learned in part of the study, you know, doing your school, going to school, that there's something that happens in front, behind, and in the middle of the text. Mm-hmm. That really helps bring clarity to what's going on and keeps it in context. And so it's perhaps even the older son was lost himself, you know, and he was lost in the house. And I think sometimes people can be there and attitudes can need to be adjusted and situations need to be dealt with. Even while they're in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we never know what this older son was going through.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we do know is that he perhaps maybe had some issues as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we can do this 27th chapter on
next week
because I think we were scheduled to start Deuteronomy in August.
Right.
So that gives us like 3 or 4 weeks.
It says it looked like it's an issue with the connection. You may have to stop and restart the stream after a few minutes. Look like the signal from the location is intermittent. So let's do that. And I think we're losing a lot of people. That's Michael.
Okay.
And Brian is saying restart as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.